英国每日电讯的报道，题为中国商场为女性司机提供更宽的停车位引发性别歧视的指责。 The parking spaces outside a Chinese shopping mall are distinctive, marked out in pink, signposted, respectfully reserved for women, and around 30 centimeters wider than normal. The slots at the World Metropolis Center have sparked debate in China, which officially embraces gender equality, but where old-fashioned sexism is rife in reality
Yes, the shopping centre is in the centre of the northern port city of Dalian, and it has little to distinguish itself from thousands of other retail complexes all across the country. The manager said that the 10 spaces, the car parking spaces outside the main entrance, were provided after women had trouble parking in the standard slots. User Yong Mei said she thinks it's very convenient, as other parking spaces are too narrow. She said it's not gender biased, it's just that women have a few issues with vision when parking. That's what she said, not me. Please, especially listeners in Western countries, that was not me saying that. That was Yong Mei, one of the female users. This would be sort of... The funny thing is, Zhang Wan, that the immediate sort of... viewpoint, I think, that people who've grown up in a Western country will take is that this is blatant sexism and it's an insult to women because it's suggesting that they're not as skilled as men. Is that the take that Chinese readers of the newspaper will take on this?
You know, when I first read this report, I feel, okay, that's very nice for women, because usually we always heard that women have some difficulties in parking cars or some driving problems on roads. So if I can enjoy such a kind of privilege, I would think it's okay, you know. So that's the difference. I understand the difference between Chinese and Western view about this kind of problems.
But, you know, I mean, what you just said, though, that, you know, you said that we hear that women aren't as good at driving, right? But, in fact, if you look at insurance statistics, right, then, which is a scientific measure of driving standards, women make fewer claims than men. That means women are actually better and safer drivers than men.
I think so. I believe so. I mean, in driving on the roads, but parking cars, here what we are talking about is parking cars.
Yeah.
And I've heard a lot from many of my female friends that they have difficulties in parking cars, and it always takes them a lot of time, you know.
Yeah.
So if the parking spaces can be wider, then it will be easier for them.
Do you know, I think this is the biggest example of a cultural difference I've ever encountered.
I think so.
Because, again, I have female friends in America and the UK, and I've just discussed, this has come up on email, you know, in the last couple of weeks. And every single one of those women in the UK and America thinks that this is outrageous sexism and an insult to women. And I must say that all my Chinese female friends have said the total opposite. They've said that they think this is a good idea.
And just like you often see that Chinese men are holding the bags for women on the street.
True.
So you feel it's very weird. But for us Chinese women, we would feel very good, you know.
Oh, this for our overseas listeners. I must explain what Zhang Wan has just said, because you might not know. But yeah, the custom in China is for the boyfriend or husband to hold the wife or girlfriend's handbag when the lady is perhaps looking at some things in a shop. So you see these guys in the street holding perhaps a pink and gold handbag, which to Western eyes, it looks very amusing.
But it seems that when women consider whether her husband or boyfriend care about her, you know, she always think about whether he will hold my handbag for me.
Yes, it's
things
very
like
nice,
that.
Actually.
So
it's very nice.
That's really different.
Yes,
I know.
To get back to this thing that you said, because let's look at this objectively, okay? We'll put aside the way that we've been brought up in our respective cultures, and we'll just look at what scientific evidence there is. Now, it has been proven as a fact. A couple of things have been proven. Firstly, women are better at multitasking than men. And that's something that many people have accepted. You know, men and women are not the same. It's not just our bodies that are different. Our minds and our ways of reasoning are different too.
Yeah.
So it's been proven that women are better at multitasking than men. Equally, it's been proven that men are better at reading a map than women. And that's why very often there are disputes, perhaps in a car, especially before GPS, about women reading maps. And it's been shown that men are better at reading maps. The other thing is that, and I in my own experience, this is true, I've generally found that if you ask a woman, give a woman a map and ask her to point the way, she'll turn the map round so that the road you're going down is in the same direction as the real road next to you.
Exactly what I do.
Whereas men don't do that. Men are able to reason in a different way. So it might be a fact of science, perhaps, that that men are better at parking than women.
Yeah,
maybe that's a fact.
And also when it comes to dealing with some technical problem or technology stuff, you know, men have more advantages, I think.
Yeah, so, you know, I think this is the thing, that men and women are different in lots of ways. So also, this already exists in South Korea, and I think in Germany they have these big parking spaces for women as well.
Yeah, but Germany is also one of the Western countries, I think. They can accept such idea.
Well, it does exist there, yeah. I mean, what would annoy me personally is I don't mind if women have slightly bigger parking spaces. It makes no difference. But what would annoy me is if...
Makes you jealous?
Well, if they're closer to the supermarket... Then I would not want to be told that I can't park in them. It's rather like the mother and child spaces that you see.
Yeah, probably they if for men who are not very confident about their parking skill, they can park here.
And who's going to park
in there?
That's fair, Mark. No one.
收音机前的你对于女士专用停车位有什么样的看法呢？你认为它是一种对女性的歧视吗？欢迎在微信上跟我们分享你的观点。我们的微信公众号 China Drive 双语中国秀，你可以在微信中搜索 C Driver, CDRIVER, 添加我们的微信公众号。